Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's bring the expert in. Let's bring in our man Marshall Harris. Pickleball play by play. No, not pickleball, spike ball. Have you taken up pickleball yet? Like what other sports are you?
I played pickleball one time and I was like, I see why people like pickleball, and when I'm older maybe I will become a pickleball enthusiast, but you know, it's something to do.
What other sports are you doing play by play for?
Right now currently I'm doing basketball. We're not in season, but I'm doing football and volleyball. I have a volleyball, like two volleyball matches next Friday. It's pretty cool. I'm the lead play-by-play guy for a local station, WCIU, that does a bunch of high school sports. Mm-hmm. And I'll end up doing high school football all the way through to the state championships, where we have 8 state championships here. I'll do half of the state championship games.
Okay.
That's fire.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
It is.
We're trying to figure out, Marshall, if the Bears we're trying to figure out exactly what the Chicago Bears are. Are they good?
They are a work in progress.
There you
That's
go.
What they are.
Okay.
They are definitely a work in progress, but you're seeing actual progress. Well, I feel like the Raiders are kind of on a treadmill right now. Is that a fair statement? Like they have this running back. It's the old meme with the little Shaq. And then you got to.
I think you have the treadmill was a very generous way of putting it. Like, I think that was a very optimistic way of putting
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes we can't keep up with the treadmill setting, you know? And what happens when you can't keep up with the treadmill setting? You fall.
All bad. Mm-hmm.
And then you get put on the internet.
you definitely get put on the internet.
Yeah.
There are worse things. I think the thing with the Bears, I mean, you guys saw what happened in week 2 when they faced Ben Johnson's old team, the Lions, and they were out for blood, revenge, whatever. How dare you leave us and stay in our division? You could have gone anywhere, but you decided to stay in the NFC North. Mm. And they let them know, you know, Frank Ragnow being gone for Detroit was like a factor in that week 1 game where they lost to the Packers. And would you say Detroit's offense looks pretty much like what you had expected to look like the last 3 seasons or so? I think they're back to full speed. The thing with the Bears is Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. It's this progression of, okay, young, talented quarterback. No one's questioning the actual talent. It's like, can you put it together, though, from a work ethic progression standpoint and doing the fundamental things you need to do besides just having the quote-unquote arm talent? And we're seeing Ben Johnson work with him, albeit against a bad Dallas defense last week, but this Raiders defense looks like one that could be had a little bit too. So I think this game comes down to run versus run. Who can run the ball? Who can stop the run? It's almost like back to basic high school football, right? Like, can you stop the run and can you run the ball? If you can do those two things, you win the game. And from what I've seen up front, the Raiders, that stat about Ashton Jeanty having 144 yards rushing and 145 yards after contact.
Brutal.
That is wild.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Let's talk about the Bears a little bit here. And just, I can't remember. We were trying to remember yesterday. Were you a believer? Are you a believer in Caleb Williams? Like, no, this is franchise.
Oh, absolutely. I believe in Caleb Williams' arm talent. There's a great article. I'm trying to remember who wrote it on ESPN.com. That was about 3 weeks ago, talking about how people just can't develop quarterbacks and they don't get enough time. It's a bad situation. New York is a perfect example. When I say New York, there's a reason I'm not saying Giants or Jets, because you can put both teams in this camp where they don't know what they're doing. You can have a guy that's supposed to be good, but if you don't know how to truly develop him and coach him, Tom Brady had a great, great thing on this for about 5 minutes where he was explaining how, do you have the structure to actually facilitate the growth of a quarterback? And I think the Bears did not, with Matt Eberflus being a defensive-minded head coach last year. But now that Ben Johnson, here's what we know, undisputed. Ben Johnson is one of, if not the most creative offensive mind in football today. He can draw up plays. He can scheme the guys he wants to get, give him some talent, and who knows what it'll do. But with Caleb Williams, it's the perfect situation for him. He's like, I have a guy who doesn't have terrible habits yet because he hasn't been 3-4 years like a Daniel Jones where it wasn't tended to the way it needed to be. Now he can tear it down to the studs. Those are his words. When you talk about it, like the playbook, the play design, and build it up for Caleb Williams. And as long as Caleb Williams can do the regular stuff, we already know he can put the cape on like Superman and do the special stuff, right?
That's the question. And I'm not sure he can do the regular stuff. There were two plays in that week one game. The fourth down one in line in Vikings territory, or my man was wide open. Hit him in the chest. Misses him.
DJ Moore. Yeah. I remember it well.
Another
play. I think that was part of the reality of it was week one. They had a training camp. He looked awful in training camp. I was out there at training camp. He looked awful. Looked like he wasn't processing fast enough. But in reality, he was getting used to a new offense, a new coach, a new playbook, all of that stuff. It takes time. And this goes back to what I was just saying about the patience aspect of it, right? And understanding that these Bears and this quarterback have a chance to do something special if you just let it breathe. We saw progress from week one, and even in that blowout loss to the Lions, Caleb Williams looked better. And then obviously last week, that was the first time in his whole career he'd never gotten sacked. No sacks, no pre-snap penalties, which had been a big problem last year and in the first two games this year. And then, of course, no turnovers and 4 touchdowns passing. And again, Dallas isn't a world beater, but it was a perfect like step as you kind of go from 101 class in college to a 201. And now the Raiders is a perfect test because it's a road game. Air quotes are there because we all know that as many, if not more than 50% of the crowd will be Bears fans.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave you with this. When you talk about Caleb, my homeboy, who's a Bears fan, that's my guy. Shout out Alan, the Bears fan. We talked about Caleb. He was a believer too, but he had the perfect analogy. He said, Caleb can hit a fall away three with a hand in his face, but he can't shoot free throws. And that's a problem. Like he can do all that stuff off of 1 foot on the sideline. They're not 10 quarterbacks who can do that in the league. But when I need you to hit the tight end across the middle, the wide open middle that probably would have put that game away in week one, he airmails it. And that's who he's been since USC.
Sounds like Kenny, your boy listens to Raheem Harrison Grody, because I've made that exact same analogy. I talked about these NBA players that can shoot. Who was it? The example I used? Mm. It was Bruce Bowen, right? 40% three-point shooter, but then from the free throw line, inexplicably can't hit. You know, you should be able to hit like 75% of your free throws if you're an excellent three-point shooter. And it goes back to the Patrick Ewing. Do you practice that shot? Is that what he said? why are you taking that shot? It's okay to do that, but you also have to be able to, like you said, make the basic plays. He made the basic plays last week for the first time in a long time. And I'm like, okay, I can see where this is going. I think this is going to be an excellent example this week of how far have they come. Because last week against Dallas, there wasn't some dude with two X's in his name running around trying to kill you.
What were the expectations for this team? Obviously, you get the hot coaching hire. You know, we all thought, too, I don't want to rewrite history, we all thought that Chicago was the destination this offseason because felt like you had the franchise quarterback. Of all of the teams that had available coaching positions, you felt like in Chicago you had the franchise quarterback. But with that, with the hotness, with the new coordinator and all of that, with the number one overall draft pick, the big market like Chicago, the fan base that the Bears have, were expectations maybe a little bit too big for where this football team is at currently?
You're talking about expectations as to who they would hire about
this? No, expectations after they hired him.
No, I think expectations are on par. They expect this to not be a – it's not going to be an overnight turnaround, but they're like, we actually have a guy who knows what to do with a quarterback. It's like, you got to get the head coach, but if you don't have the quarterback, you can have the head coach and just be on that proverbial treadmill like they are in Pittsburgh, right? You know, after Ben Roethlisberger declined and then, you know, retired, Mike Tomlin, he can get you to 500, but he can't get you anywhere past that. No one's saying Mike Tomlin's not a good head coach, but you got to have the quarterback. And I think Chicago has the coach and the quarterback. They have a lot of other issues because the GM got extended, even though he hasn't drafted a Pro Bowler in what's now going on 4 years of drafts, right? Mm. But if you get the quarterback and the head coach, you could do a lot around that. I mean, Chargers, great example. Rams, great example. You can look around the league. You know, Aaron Donald retires. It's not like the Rams were bad after Aaron Donald retired, right? You can figure out the rest of that stuff, but it won't matter if you don't have the quarterback and the head coach. And the Bears have that. And now I picked them to go 7-10, not because I think they're going to be bad or anything. I just said it's going to be a long time. Back in, what, 21, mm-hmm. when he first got there and was the offensive coordinator for Detroit, and people thought that, you know, Dan Campbell was going to get fired because they started off 1-6. They had a great second half of the season, and the rest, as they say, is history. They've been a winning program ever since. I thought they'll probably be 3-4 games under 500 halfway through this season, and then they'll pick it up because the offense will look a lot better on the back half of the season than it looks right now. And listen, this is a pivotal game. It's not a must-win game because I don't have expectations for them to go to the playoffs because of the division they play in. But if they are 2-2 heading into the bye, missing three of their best defensive players – now, all of a sudden, I'm looking at the Bears a little bit differently.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think this is an opportunity for them to
Week 5 bye is crazy, by the way.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
It's bad. It's bad. You know, when they go to 18, I was like, can we get our two byes back? Remember back in the day when we used to have two byes? Like, they need – if they're going to go to 18 games, they need two byes. One bye in the second half, one bye in the first half.
Absolutely.
A Week 5 bye is crazy. It's good for this Bears team, though, because they got so many guys hurt on defense.
This game –
they're going to need another one around Week 13 or 14, though. That's the problem.
This game is, you mentioned a little bit, it's an opportunity, man. It's an opportunity for the Bears. Or as crazy as those first 2 weeks were blowing the lead and then getting blown out against Detroit, you handle business against the Cowboys, which was what you needed to do at home. And then, like you said, go on the road and handle business in Las Vegas. 2-2 after the first 4 weeks, considering how those first 2 weeks started, that's a win. It feels like a win, at least.
And not only that, I feel like the Raiders need to get right. I don't know if they can get right based on what you guys are saying and what I've observed, just kind of doing some research, like understanding how bad their running game is. Like to spend a draft pick and that draft capital on a running back and not be able to use him, yeah. I'm wondering if we're going to see more out of him in the passing game, like just get the ball in Ashton Jennings' hands in space. But I know he's had trouble with pass blocking, and they've had trouble with pass blocking. So I'm just wondering what's next. I mean, Geno Smith is slinging that thing, no doubt. But, man, if you don't have a running game in the NFL, that's a tough life for a quarterback in the offense to try.
Well, it's a tough life for a quarterback when you're constantly picking yourself up off the ground. Like, the reason the running game is so bad, the other statistic, you talked about all of those yards that Ashton Jennings has gotten after first contact. The other stat is Geno's been pressured on 58% of his dropbacks. Like, he's not getting time. Like, that offensive line is failing everything that the offense is trying to do. So I don't know if running Ashton Jeanty out of the backfield as a Le'Veon Bell pass catcher is even going to work if Geno Smith is running around just trying to find a guy to get the ball to because his protection failed him again.
It sounds like a tough life. That's why this game fascinates me, because I love, like, the first quarter of games, the first four games of any NFL season for everybody, because you learn so much about how much a team can get better from week one to week four, right? And how teams can adjust. And quarterbacks are named starters that weren't starters at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Look at Jackson Dart in New York right now. The first 4 weeks tell a whole lot. It really tells also how desperate a front office slash coaching staff is too, because those types of decisions are sometimes made way too quickly because desperation creeps in. It really does. And I don't think – I think the Bears are in a great situation because there is no desperation here. It's just we need to get better over the course of this season.
Real quick before we let you go, what's up with my girl Angel, man? She got a legit gripe, or is she just kind of bugging right now?
So Angel Reese, I think we may have seen her play her last game as a member of the Chicago Sky, which kind of, you know, this isn't a one-off thing. This is about Sky ownership and the front office and the way that they are, the way they are set up to do things. You go back to Sylvia Fowles, Elena Deladon, Kalia Copper, all these superstars that have come through here and have left because they didn't know how to put things around them to make them say they won a championship just 4 years ago.
That's one of the craziest WNBA things ever, is that the Chicago Sky won a championship.
They won a championship because Candace Parker happens to be here and she wanted to come home and play for a championship. Like, that's why they won a championship. It's not because they had this super recruiting, like, the facility that they practice at is like, you guys could go play rec ball up there, right? Mm-hmm. They're building a new one, but you see what these state-of-the-art facilities look like, right? Yeah. Y'all got the Valkyries right down the street. You listen. One of these things is not like the other, and they are lagging behind in terms of what you need to do, because this isn't minor league sports anymore. The WNBA is a viable machine that, if you know, they get out of their own way as far as NBA kind of trying to hoard over what they can and cannot do with their media rights and everything else, you can make a lot of money. There's a reason that people are paying a whole lot of money for WNBA teams right now.
Right.
It is a sound investment.
Yeah.
And right now the Chicago Sky are looking around like, you got the superstar in Angel Reese. And I don't mean like superstar, like just because she's good at basketball, which she is. But if you pair her with an actual top 10 scorer in the league, they could do damage, because she is ridiculous when it comes to rebounding the basketball and defense and just the way she knows how to pass to. But they are at an impasse right now.
And
the stuff
eyeballs
she said in that article, it wasn't like she said anything that was untrue.
Man, was that your alarm to remind you that you got a D'Lo and Casey hit in 5 minutes?
That's exactly what that was. I was off, guys. I apologize for being late. That's not me. I try not to be late for anything ever.
It's all good, man. You good out there?
I'm great out here, man. We got playoff baseball. I'm watching. I got the Cubs on in the background. They're up 11-1 on the Cardinals, about to clinch. Hosting a wild card series next week, and we'll be out with our show, like doing remotes and stuff.
That's fire.
I got no complaints, bro.
All right,
I'm good. Y'all good?
We great.
I'm worried about Bulls West. Are y'all good?
We straight. All right, man. We straight.
We're just
I don't know. Fine. Damien's facial expression says he's not straight.
Nah, I'm fine. It's fine. It's we'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Everything will be just fine. We got Doug Christie.
I got to get back out there and come to a Kings game.
Pull up. Always great catching up, my man. We appreciate you. Enjoy the games this weekend. Enjoy the playoffs, and we'll talk soon.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. That's our brother Marshall Harris right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.